On my wedding night, my husband brought scissors. Before my very eyes, he cut through my thin chemise, then tore away each layer of my elaborate gown. When the last piece of fabric fell to the floor, he looked down at me with cold authority.
Would you go to the bed?
In that moment, every dream I had of love was cut to pieces. I'm Georgiana. At 17, I was given in marriage to William Cavendish, the Duke of Devonshire. He was 26. Then I thought it was the beginning of a fairy tale, but I never imagined he wanted me only to bear him a healthy heir. Married life left me feeling as though I could not breathe. He smiled at his dogs, but never at me. I began to wonder if I was truly so hideous to look upon. I could not help but flee home to pour out my heart to Mama, but she told me this was pariti natura.
One has to accept one's responsibility. Certain obligations come with marriage, no matter how burdensome they may seem. A boy will come soon enough, and then you'll see.
I returned to that cold house feeling utterly defeated. William remained as distant as winter itself, but fortune smiled upon me. I was with child. How foolish I was to believe everything would change. But that evening, as I prepared to retire, I saw a maid flee in terror from my very bedchamber. Fury and shame coursed through me like fire. I rushed in to confront him, but seeing his maddeningly calm face, all my courage fled.
You look very beautiful tonight. Is this dress your design?
Yes, it is, thank you. I understood then that in his mind I had not even the right to be angry. What shattered me completely was this. The next day, he brought home a small girl, telling me I should practice being a mother. Under my relentless questioning, he admitted quite readily she was his natural daughter. Though I burned with rage when I learned the child's mother had perished, my heart could not help but soften. At least she and I were both at the mercy of this heartless man.
Hello, Charlotte. My name is Georgina.
Thus I gained my first daughter. Months later, my labour began at the card table. William was absolutely certain champagne was in order.
I may have an heir before the night is out. Yeah!
I gave everything I possessed in that birthing chamber, praying desperately for a son, but hope was crushed completely. Another daughter. I saw the revulsion in William's eyes, and it pierced my very soul. Over 6 years, I bore three children. Only daughters lived. Two precious boys were lost.
Is your daughter at all able to give me a son?
Each failure made my standing in this house more fragile. William grew more contemptuous with every disappointment. Though I had borne three children, my appeal remained as strong as ever. Wherever I went, I drew every eye. How bitter that the only man in all England who felt nothing for me was my own husband. While I danced, William began his conquests. What astonished me was that a woman would actually refuse his advances. Seeing my husband so rebuffed, I found myself deeply curious about her.
I saw you talking with my husband.
Yes, he wanted to dance.
It's not usually considered his forte. And you declined?
I'm ill at ease with male company for the moment.
Her name was Bess Foster. The bruises on her neck made my heart ache. Her husband had stolen her three sons and cast her into the world. I felt such a kinship with her immediately. We were both women, broken by the men who should have protected us. I pitied her, and I pitied my own terrible loneliness.
You see, she doesn't have anywhere to...
Problem, huh?
Well, why doesn't she stay with us? For a while, at least.
William's swift agreement rather took me by surprise. We became utterly inseparable. Theatre together, parties together. From friends, we became true sisters. She became my only source of warmth in this frozen house, until one evening at a gathering, I saw my first love, Grey. Now a Member of Parliament, years had passed, yet my heart still fluttered just the same. In this marriage, devoid of love, he was like sunlight breaking through clouds. Bess urged me to follow my heart. She even played Grey herself to help me practice. With her encouragement, I sought him out. He was campaigning, so I appeared at his speech. As the Duchess, the crowd went quite mad at my presence. Everyone cast their votes for Grey in that precious moment. He gazed into my eyes and said,
I think of you all the time. I always have.
My heart thundered in my chest. For the first time in years, I felt truly wanted. I flew back to share this wonderful news with Bess, but I found two servants posted like sentries outside her door.
What are you doing outside Lady Elizabeth's room?
My deepest fear was about to become reality.
Thank you.